WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today's topic, something near and dear to my heart, mindfulness meditation. Ever feel like your brain's a hummingbird trapped in a jar? Like thoughts are buzzing around nonstop, leaving you feeling drained and sad. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on one thing, but your mind keeps jumping from email deadlines to that grocery list to what you'll have for dinner? Yeah, me too. But here's the game changer. Mindfulness meditation isn't some mystical practice reserved for yogis on mountaintops. It's a superpower anyone can unlock to calm the mental chaos and gain clarity in this crazy world. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your brain. It's about training your mind to be present, to observe thoughts without judgment, and to find the inner peace we all crave. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey. First up, mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. That's like trying to stop the ocean with a spoon, impossible. Instead, it's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Imagine your mind is a busy highway, there's traffic, honking horns, construction, but you're in a calm car observing it all. You acknowledge the noise, but you don't jump out and start yelling. Number 2. Start small. Don't feel pressure to meditate for hours on end. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Think of it like exercise. You wouldn't run a marathon your first day out, right? You build up gradually. Same with meditation. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the air entering and leaving your nostrils. Number 3. Be kind to yourself. Your mind will wander. That's normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath. Don't beat yourself up for getting distracted. It happens to everyone. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a performance. Now, number 4. Find what works for you. There are tons of different meditation techniques out there. Experiment and find one that resonates with you. Guided meditations, body scans, mindful walking, explore the options and see what feels right. Just like finding your favorite workout, it's about discovering what gets you moving and feeling good. And lastly, number 5, be consistent. Make meditation a regular part of your routine, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Think of it as a mental gym session. The more you practice, the stronger your mind becomes. Alright, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're late for an important meeting. Your heart is racing, your thoughts are spiraling, and you're about to pull over and scream into your steering wheel. But wait. You remember your mindfulness meditation practice. So, you take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your lungs. You notice the sound around you, the honking cars, the birds chirping, the distant laughter of children playing. You let go of the anger and frustration, and instead, find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. This is the power of mindfulness meditation. It doesn't magically eliminate stress, but it equips you with the tools to manage it effectively. So, remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about observing it. Start small, be kind to yourself, find what works for you, and practice consistently. By incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine, you can cultivate a sense of inner peace and clarity, no matter how hectic life gets. That's it for today's episode of Stoic Mindset Reset. I hope this gave you some valuable tools to navigate the mental maelstrom. Remember, even small steps towards mindfulness can make a big difference. Now, go out there and own your day with a calm and focused mind. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the podcast with your friends who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. Until next time, keep it real, keep it calm, and keep resetting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.